I look around, I am blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, no, blessed. Oh, no, 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 blessed. When I look around, I am blessed. And it says, it could be worse, and it could be less, but I'm blessed. My life is solely, let me see all the blessed people praise him now. Can we sing it in unison? Say blessed.
Blessed.
Everybody.
Blessed.
When I look around,
when I look around, I am blessed.
The song says, say blessed.
Blessed.
Everybody say
blessed.
Everybody say,
when I look around, I am blessed.
It could be worse.
It could be worse. And it could be less, but I'm blessed.
Give thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. My pastor, Dr. Michael Evan Sr., thank God for you for this opportunity. God bless you, BBC family. We're missing you and all in attendance. We're going to take a look at the book of Luke this evening, chapter 23, but we're just going to concentrate on one verse and one verse only, number 43. But we'll be elaborating on verse 35 through 42. The word of God reads, "And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise." When looking at this particular passage, what came to mind was an old hymn song that I used to hear each and every morning as a young man growing up in my home church. And that particular song went like this: "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." If God would allow me, I would love to title this particular speaking, "What Did the Thief See?" What did the thief see? Jesus just had been endured a horrible night. He'd been unemotionally betrayed by one disciple and forsaken by the rest except one. Unjustly arrested and charged, inhumanly tortured and continually mocked, discriminatorily traded like merchandise for a common murderer, and finally, unreasonably condemned to crucifixion. Then upon the cross, he bare they written, "The King of the Jews." They written it for the whole world to see. They written it for everybody to read that. They written it in Greek. They written it in Latin. They written it in Hebrew. Greek is the language of intelligence, education, literature, and science. Latin is the language of law, order, military, and government. Hebrew is the language of relationships, religions. And just in case they missed one, here right beside Jesus was two malefactors, two thieves, two criminals, the lowest of lowest. When we look at verse 35 here, it says that the people stood beholding him, and the rulers and with the rest of them, they were saying, "Say he saved others, why can't he save himself?" They was mocking him, ridiculing him. And then not only that, the soldiers went and got some vinegar with wine. And in that particular day and time, that was the sedative for pain. So this is what the crowd was doing. They was looking and chanting, and all of this was going on. And then they, up on the subscription, it was "The King of the Jews." And when they said that, this malefactor was looking around, hearing all this. And then we look at verse number 36, what the soldiers had done, and saying, "If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself." I beg the difference. He is the King of the Jews. I beg the difference. If he'd have saved himself, I wouldn't be here today. I beg the difference. It says that for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus had to die. So they was wrong. And then we look here at verse 38, where the subscription also says again, what is written him in the letters of all the Greek, all the languages. And when the malefactors was there, they was listening to all of this. But then over in the book of Matthew, Mark, it says both malefactors, what happened was mocking Jesus. But somewhere between the ninth and the 12th hour, one of them saw something. So what did the thief see? What did he see? Well, look at verse number 40. Look what it says. It says that, "But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, Doest thou not fearest God?" That's what the malefactor saw. He saw God in the flesh. He saw God hanging there beside him. And then he told his partner, "Doest not thou fearest God?" He was hanging there right beside him. And not only that, he saw what he needed. Yet, when he saw what he needed, the thief was also bearing his cross. And right there, he looked through the crowd. He looked through his crime. He looked through all of that because Jesus was a bloody mess. Every time I see that passion of Christ, it just does something to me because I know in 1991, April the 14th, I saw Jesus. I didn't see him with my physical eye. I saw him with my heart because I told him, "Lord, if you're real, come into my life." Yes, I done made mistakes since then. Yes, I done messed up and fell down. But God, I didn't allow the crowd. I didn't allow my crime to actually keep me from Jesus. So do you tonight allow anything to hinder you from seeing who Jesus really is? And then we look at number 41. And we indeed justly do receive what we ought to because of the crime. That's what he said. He was hanging up on his cross, the cross that he was bearing. And he said, I should be here because of what I've done. But he didn't let that hinder him. He did not let that hinder him from looking and coming to Jesus to what he need. He was listening to the crowd. He know he confessed his crime and he was carrying his cross. But at the same time, he did not let that hinder him from coming to Jesus. And then in number 42, it tells us, and he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Ain't that like Jesus? Each and every time that he gives us something, he gives us more than what we deserve. He asked Jesus to remember him in his kingdom, but God gave him paradise. So when you ask Jesus for whatever that you need, he will give you eternal life more than you deserve. God bless you and God keep you. What did the thief see?